Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Chair and members of the committee, Michael Baer with the Florida Conference of Catholic Bishops. We deeply sympathize with anyone who experiences gender dysphoria and recognize that it can be intensely difficult. Therefore, it is important to recognize that so-called gender-affirming protocols lack long-term evidence of their efficacy and result in irreversible physical damage to the patient. Furthermore, there is significant evidence that avoiding chemical or surgical interventions will result in desistance in favor of biological sex for most minors by the time they go through puberty.
So as you hear there, in testimony over this HB 1421, yes, we're going to spend a bunch of time on this today, every hour, because this is such a big topic, and it just doesn't get enough real honest public conversation, unfortunately, because, you know, people are scared to talk about it. People feel like, they can't talk about it, or one side has really dominated the conversation and makes you feel like you're evil or horrible, even if you bring up questions about it. This course, Michael Baer, Florida Catholic Bishops, one of the handful, there was about a half dozen out of the 70 or so scheduled speakers on this bill hearing in the House last week. There were a handful of people who stood up in favor of the bill, talking about how the children who are given hormonal treatment or surgery in order to change their gender that are essentially the victims. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to protect them. In fact, one of the representatives who talked about this, Representative Joel Rudman, who is a doctor, addressed some of this stuff head on.
Representative Fine, Dr. Masullo, I just wanted to lend my voice in support of your bill.
And in case you're not aware, he's the new representative for District 3, taking over J.R. Williamson's seat last election around. So he's, from Santa Rosa County.
I also wanted to dispel a few rumors here today. Right? We've heard that, some of us must feel like these lives don't matter, or that somehow we don't hear them, or even worse, that we don't care. Well, let me tell you, as a family doctor, I have at least three patients that I'm aware of who we currently see for gender dysphoria.
And he talked about that.
Now, these patients know when they make the appointment, they know when they see me, that I am not going to prescribe off-label hormones for their usage. They know they're not getting testosterone. They're not getting estrogen from me. They know they are not getting a referral to a surgeon. What they do get from me, they get my most valuable commodity. They get my time. We sit and we talk about the issues they're struggling with. We'll talk as long as it takes, and my staff will be the first to tell you that. So this argument that somehow we don't hear them, or we don't want to see them, or we don't even care about them, that is patently untrue.
And that I'm glad he said that, and I'm actually glad there was one of the other representatives who was actually a Democrat said something along the same lines, essentially, that, look, people on both sides here really care. And that's true. Clearly, people who advocate for either chemical or surgical interventions in order to change a child's gender or to inhibit the development of puberty believe they're doing a good thing for the child. And people who want to prohibit those kind of interventions believe that they're doing a good thing for the child. And that's an important thing to recognize. This is not, even though this winds up sounding like a fight between enemies, it's really a fight between people who have very different concepts of what's good for a child. Because what the bill does is it prohibits either the chemical or surgical interventions in order to change a gender for a minor. It also prohibits the using of insurance benefits for that in the state of Florida, or any public money for that in the state of Florida. Doctors, it's a third-degree felony if they perform in the state of Florida. And there's a handful of other provisions that are relatively minor compared to that's the main thing. Okay? And the people who want to stop this believe that there are, genuine horror stories about children subjected to these interventions. Representative Melanie Bell.
3 years ago, I was sitting, it was over in the Senate, and we listened to people that paraded their children up in front of us, an 8-year-old child that they did mutilated him. It was a little boy, changed him into a little girl. And he wished that he could be a boy again.
At the age of 8. And that's not the worst one.
There was a woman that her father had 3 boys and I'm sorry, 3 daughters, and she was a 4th daughter. And he started giving her male hormones when she was 6 months old and changed her into a man. She did not want that. Now she had hair on her chest, hair on her face. She was changed, and she said she'd like to be a woman again. But her life has been destroyed.
And I think that even the most ardent supporter of allowing gender change therapies for children does not endorse those cases. But that's the point, right? At one end of the spectrum, it is clearly atrocious to be changing a child's gender just because you want a different gender for that child, right? That's clearly wrong. The question is at the other end of the spectrum, can it be loving, right? Can it be care, okay? Because, you know, the gender affirming care, I hate that label, is a completely biased use of language. I try to avoid that, okay? I try to use neutral language because that's what news people ought to be doing, you know, not to prejudice the topic by your use of language. Anyway, is it ever acceptable? Is it ever loving to intervene and change a body through chemicals or through surgery in order to give the person the body they wish they had or as close to it as possible? Because you can't really give them the body, right? You're superficially changing. You're not changing the chromosomes, okay? And the answer that this bill gives is it might be, but not for minors because it's permanent and because something like maybe 80% of people who don't get an intervention as minors change their minds and are glad they didn't. But it's true that there are some who get it and are glad they did. So what the bill says is at least wait till you're an adult. At least wait till you're an adult. It shouldn't be something that's done to children. We'll talk about some comparison cases here in a second. Candy has traffic on the 5s.
Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. Not yet. It looks like everything is running clear. Not showing any problems on 98. All exits off I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. Everything's running smoothly. If you see an accident or a slowdown or you have traffic tips, 437-1620, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. And just kind of to give you a sense of what things were being said on the other side, you know, the people who were opposing this bill, the 70-some-odd 60 or 65 who opposed it.
See, I actually mean it when I say I believe in parental rights. And like many other parents, I will do anything I can to protect my child and the children in my community. So I'll tell you right now that if y'all dare to come to my home or to the homes of my neighbors to kidnap our children for utilizing the same treatment my brother got, I'll need you to remember that Florida has a stand your ground law for a reason.
Pretty strong emotions on the other side. And I think understandably. Listen, if the government came in and told you that you couldn't spank your kids, how would you react? If the government came in and said you can't circumcise your child, how would you react? If the government came in and said you can't teach your kids the Bible, I know they're not the same. I'm just, sometimes the best thing you can do is just for a moment try to grasp hold of what's the visceral element in the other side's point of view that maybe you're reluctant to consider because you think it's going to weaken your view. If you can't consider what the other side is thinking, your view is weak. that's the fear you have, the apprehension you have about taking the other side seriously should be an indicator that you really need to, right? And on the other side, you know, it's things like, well, look, you know, we don't tattoo children. You know, you have to be 16 with parental consent to get a tattoo in the state of Florida. We do allow piercing with parental consent, right? I mean, parental rights is kind of a weird one. Like, there's all these things you can and that you cannot do. But the idea here is just simply give them until they're adults. That's the idea. At least give them until they're adults to make this decision. Now, the advocates of this bill call it child abuse. That's what their phrase, okay? Representative Fina Masullo said it's child abuse. And I understand that point of view, okay? To electively opt to try to superficially but significantly change the gender markers for a child internally with their hormones or externally with their, having like a mastectomy for somebody who's born a girl, Like, it's crazy to me that we would ever do that for a child or to a child. But it's not done to harm them most of the time. Some of those examples I just played, that would be more to harm them, I think, for, you know, selfish means. It's not really child abuse in that sense. But look, again, some people think that spanking a child is child abuse. Some people think that every form of child physical discipline is child abuse, right? Because you're doing, but, you know, there are some parents who hit their children and are abusing them. Other parents who hit their children are doing it in a different way and for the benefit of the child, right? So there's distinctions to be had here. This is an incredibly complicated topic. There's a lot to be said on either side. And I will say this. I think gender dysphoria is real. I think that people, especially kids, can be very confused when they're going through all the hormonal changes that are related, you know, to puberty and even before that. The question isn't whether it's real. And I've never experienced it. And I think that it must be awful for people who do. The question is, given that reality of a known mental health problem, what's the right remedy? Is the right remedy to take a mental health problem and then try to alter the body to adapt the body to that mental health problem? Or is the right approach something else? Waiting to see what happens, giving it time, counseling, or, you know, look, non-interventions, allowing a kid to cross-dress. I mean, that would be a non-intervention that's not prohibited by this bill, right? So the real nub of this question is whether, under the guise of parental rights, where parents are allowed to do all kinds of things that we disagree with, that's what parental rights means, should parents be allowed to permanently damage their child in their bodies and their hormones, or change, I should say, damage is prejudicial, to change their child's body or hormones because the child currently believes that their body's not aligned with their gender identity? That's the question. And this bill says no, not until they're adults. 620, and not with insurance benefits even when they are adults, because it's cosmetic surgery. That's what the bill says. 622 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News, 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Get off my lawn.
Good morning, 624 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And by the way, I try to say this as often as I can, but you are always free to disagree with me. Always free to disagree with me at 437-1620.
Oh, 437-1620. I thought you meant me. I was like, yeah, don't worry, dude.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, right. Somebody texts in and says, we do all kinds of prohibitions on children, like they can't drink before they're 21, even if their parents think they should. That's true. Can't smoke before they're 18. Again, you know, we don't let them make adult decisions because they're not adults yet. And child's mind is not fully developed yet. And we know that some of these, particularly hormonal therapy, will change the way their brain chemistry even can function. And that's a problem. Somebody else says, no, we don't treat any other mental illness by encouraging indulgence in the delusion. Instead, we get them psychiatric help that they need instead. 437-1620. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby defended President Biden's airstrikes in response to a string of Iranian-backed attacks on U.S. bases in Syria. He was on CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend, where he said the president reacted swiftly and boldly. A top Federal Reserve official says that recent stress in the banking sector is now bringing the U.S. closer to recession. On CBS's Face the Nation, Minneapolis Federal Reserve President Neil Kashkari noted the trend, but said it's unclear if the stress is what's leading to what he called a widespread credit crunch. And apparently two tigers escaped from a Georgia zoo recently, but they're back in captivity after this all happened, after a tornado damaged their enclosures. Pine Mountain Safari in Troup County sustained damage after a tornado on Sunday. Apparently, the tigers were able to roam free briefly, but the zoo says that they were both located, tranquilized, and back in a secure enclosure now.
Very good. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. Oh, did Gulf Breeze Arts over the weekend? Fantastic.
Was it great?
See, now, I'm weird. Maybe I'm not weird. I don't know. I get into, well, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't get into, like, the professional booths, you know, where they're selling stuff personally. Mm-hmm. What I get into is the kid art. I can just go look at the, you know, in the halls of the Gulf Breeze High and just look at the art that they're doing. And I'm just, that's what captivates me. In fact, that's what I made my post about, was all the kid art. And in fact, I talked to the two-dimensional art teacher, Jennifer Day, and interviewed her. We're going to play that interview at 8:20 because the kids are arriving at school for 9 o'clock, so it'll be perfect later. But no, fabulous stuff. Absolutely fabulous stuff. In fact, on our Facebook page, on the News Radio 92.3 Facebook page, you can see some of the art that I took pictures of. And listen, I think a lot of times conservatives are stupid about art. My people are stupid about art because we look very superficially and we don't like that. We don't like that. Listen, like we got this teacher down in, teacher or principal, I forget, anyway, elsewhere in Florida that got, is undisciplined, might get fired for doing a class subject that involved Michelangelo's David.
I saw that, yeah. Well, he naked.
You know, David's got an exposed penis, right? I mean, I'm not trying to tell you something you don't already know, but like, are you kidding me? You're going to get rid of a teacher over that? Oh, my God.
Over a famous statue.
Oh, my people. Oh, my people. You can be so dumb sometimes. Well, you know, the rule is that they're supposed to notify the parents anytime there's nudity. Okay. There is a difference between prurient, P-R-U-R-I-E-N-T, prurient content or nudity, which is designed to elicit a sexual response, and non-prurient nudity, which is simply art. You should know the difference. If people are getting worked up over David in the, like, sexual arousal sense, there's nothing that won't get them worked up, okay? They don't have any appreciation for art. It's amazing to me. You know, classical art has so... But the school's name is something classical school. Like, it's crazy. Classical education, right? There's all kinds of things in art history, that are going to run afoul of your Puritanism if that's where you lean, okay? And I, look, I, you know, my people, all right? My people, my conservatives, okay, have this reaction. Shh. Just shh. Stop it. Oh, my goodness. This is some of the greatest art in history, and you're going to just, you know, pretend that that's porn? I mean, come on. At least once in a while, y'all who have that reaction, you do get it right typically because you, like, recognize that when a woman is breastfeeding a child, because that's an important thing to do, that's a normal, healthy, natural thing to do, you know, you'll defend her, you know, like, for breastfeeding in public. Good, but you see, there are times when it's perfectly okay, and I want you to recognize that. Anyway, so that was one thing. Gulf Breeze celebrates the Arts Festival. That was fantastic over the weekend. Also, came out over the weekend that Randy Jorgensen, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, is retiring. And he's 65, so it's not that big of a surprise. September 1st, so he's giving the city a lot of time to find his replacement. Here's the problem. I love Randy. I think Randy does a great job. The Pitchfork Posse is, like, they're celebrating. They're, you know, shooting guns in the air and having a good time because they're so happy. And they're just wanting to basically cherry-pick the person who's going to come in. And the problem for the city of Milton is really simple. Who in their right minds would want that job? Who wants to work in the city of Milton leadership knowing that you're going to have to deal with a very dysfunctional city council, although I think it's a little better than it was before the election, a very dysfunctional city council and an incredibly dysfunctional population. I mean, some people who show up and make your job just miserable, which they do. And they're going to take this as emboldening. See, we can get rid of him, just like we got rid of Dan Shebler. And what I said at the time was, who's going to want to come work for Santa Rosa, for the county commission, for the county? And the answer is, you got to have to hire internal, because nobody from the outside is going to ever come. Just like Escambia. Nobody from the outside is ever going to go work for this county commission. Not with this current board. So what do you do? Well, you got to hire somebody internal at West Moreno. That's the only way it'll work. So I expect it'll be Ed Spears, and guess what? They're already attacking him over the weekend. Unbelievable. Ed's an incredibly capable administrator. Anyway, David, what do you have coming up, sir?
A fatal crash in Baldwin County. We'll tell you more after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Manhattan grand jury investigating former President Trump scheduled to reconvene today. He told reporters Saturday he thinks they've already dropped the case. Fox's Brooke Singman.
I spoke to a campaign spokesman for the former president who doubled down on that claim. He told me, quote, this has been dropped because everyone knows this was a partisan witch hunt by a radical leftist DA that sought to politically weaponize the justice system to influence an election.
The case is about hush money paid before the 2016 election. With two more bodies found, it's now believed to be seven people killed in a candy factory explosion in Pennsylvania Friday.
We are still waiting for the coroner to confirm the remaining individuals' identities, but we do believe them to be the remaining presumptive missing individuals.
That's West Reading, Pennsylvania Police Chief Wayne Holman. This is an R.M. Palmer plant. It's about 60 miles northwest of Philadelphia. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 right now, News Radio 92.3. It is 72 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in Pensacola. An Alabama man has died after a police chase ended with a crash in Baldwin County over the weekend. Happened on Highway 31 south of Baymanette on Saturday. Alabama state troopers say 39-year-old Zachary Cook from Huntsville was running from law enforcement when his vehicle crashed and then rolled over. Troopers say Cook was not wearing a seatbelt. He died at the scene of that crash. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency continues their investigation. So far, there's no word on what initiated that chase. It was a warm welcome for the man that'll be sculpting the General Chappie James statue for the Chappie James Memorial Plaza. A Meet the Sculptor event held over the weekend.
I've just never experienced anything in these 45 years of doing this. I've never experienced a group support, community support, because normally you go to these places and the politics are so big and everybody's fighting each other instead of coming together.
That is Ed Dwight. He's the sculptor, also an Air Force veteran, and the General Chappie James Memorial Foundation says they've already gathered the flag, the flagpole, the aircraft, and the sculpture. They just got to bring all of those elements together now for that Memorial Plaza. Well, you may have seen or heard some history over the weekend. The Air Power History Tour flew into Pensacola over the weekend to showcase some World War II airplanes. They were set up over at the Pensacola International Airport. That event hosted by the B-29, B-24 squadron of the Commemorative Air Force. One of the planes they brought in was a rare B-24 Liberator. The Flying Museum now on their way to Shreveport, Louisiana for an exhibit there. Rescue crews found the body of missing boater Pete Griffin over the weekend. The Fish and Wildlife Commission says that Griffin's body was found in waters near NAS Pensacola. Search efforts have been underway since Tuesday when Griffin's boat capsized. Crews from the Fish and Wildlife Commission, Escambia Search and Rescue, the Cajun Navy, and also local volunteers had all been searching for any sign of Griffin's body. Another man was on the boat with Griffin when it capsized last week. That man made it to shore on NAS Pensacola and was taken to the hospital. The special election for two town council seats in Century is coming up this week. Polls will be open on Tuesday at the Century Town Hall for the special election. Candidates Shalisa McCall and Evelyn Weber running in for the council seat 3. McCall's already been serving as an interim council member since January. She's also the president of the local Century Chamber of Commerce. Weber recently moved to town. Candidates Eddie Hammond and Alicia Johnson running for council seat 4. Johnson also has been serving as an interim council member for that seat. Both of those seats have been vacant since January when nobody ran for them during last November's election. It is 6:34 here, News Radio 92.3. See if we can get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
That's right. Thank you, Statue of David. Hey, have you seen that?
The Statue of David?
Yeah.
I've seen it, yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Once or twice.
Okay. I got nothing. All right. Taking a look around. Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. Chase, Gregory Street, looking downtown, Garden, Palafox, all checking in clear. No slowdowns on Cervantes and Bayfront Parkway. Also checking in without delays right now. Hey, if you got traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much for that update, Candy. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 first morning weather.
It is going to be a very humid day today. This morning, fog will be possible. Showers and thunderstorms possible as we go into the late morning and into the afternoon. Some storms could have some gusty winds. Temperatures today will be nice and warm. We are going to be warming up near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. Rain chance will continue for Tuesday with a higher chance of rain in the evening. 80% chance of rain overall. Tuesday high near 75. Overnight dropping near 53. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 73. It's mostly cloudy in Pensacola. 72 in Gulf Breeze. 73 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. Elon Musk says Twitter employees will receive stock awards based on a $20 billion valuation, less than half of the $44 billion price he acquired the company for last year. Musk, in a note to staff, said he was optimistic about the social media company's future, adding he sees a clear but difficult path to a $250 billion valuation. Musk said radical changes have been necessary in part to ensure that Twitter didn't go bankrupt. The new valuation figure, a sign of the challenges that have faced Twitter since Musk's takeover. Port of Virginia officials say the port is on schedule to complete a major rail expansion project at Norfolk International Terminals. Expected to be completed next year, the $83 million project designed to boost the port's capacity to handle rail cargo by more than 35%. The project is part of the port's $1.4 billion construction initiative that includes deepening channels to at least 55 feet. And that's your money now.
The steak experts at Omaha Steaks are helping you spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. Grab all your favorites at 50% off, like tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, air chilled chicken, and more. Plus, use promo code QUALITY at omahasteaks.com at checkout for an additional $30 off your order. Get fired up and spring into something special. But hurry, 50% off site-wide is only for a limited time. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use code QUALITY at checkout for an additional $30 off during their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required.
Breaking news.
Tax refund shock is everywhere, but what is it?
My tax refund shrank.
Mine too.
The culprit? Pandemic-related stimulus payments and tax credits expiring. In this reporter's opinion, you need a tax expert.
Hey guys, Jackson Hewitt guarantees your biggest refund.
And tax prep is 50% off? Going there now.
50% off is a limited-time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
News Radio Pensacola is your source for informative, local, dependable news and talk. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Pep Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Hi there. I'm on my way, I'm making it. Huh.
Good morning, 639 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, Three Mile Bridge is open, six lanes in both directions. Woohoo! And people are, what's the word I want? Speeding. but honestly, not that terribly. I had a chance to talk with Gulf Breeze Police Chief Rick Hawthorne about this on Saturday at the Arts Fest.
We're here with Chief Hawthorne at the Gulf Breeze Celebrates the Arts Festival, and pretty good turnout considering that in Pensacola right now it's raining, but here in Gulf Breeze it's just overcast, which is kind of nice. As I was coming over the bridge, Chief, my observation was nobody's going 45, but nobody's going 70 either. They're sort of clumped around that like 50-55 zone, but I did see one of your officers had somebody pulled over on the Gulf Breeze side. You guys are enforcing, right?
Yeah, we are still out there. We will be out there as much as possible. And I agree with you on your assessment of the speeds. So far, I've been across several different times, and everyone is, for the most part, abiding by the rules. There are those, I hate to call them knuckleheads, but decide they want to do 70 or better. But we are out there as much as we can looking for them.
And are you, I know people always want to know, well, what are they really going to get me for? And in Florida, of course, you know, the law says you can't get a ticket for five over or less. But I have to assume that you guys make reasonable choices about what's really a public safety hazard. And I assume, based on volume, you guys are looking for the bad speeders. You're not just trying to pull everybody over because you don't have enough manpower for that, right?
You are absolutely correct. We are looking for the violators that are really going over the speed limit. Or the ones that, you know, they could be doing 55, but they're in and out of traffic, mm-hmm. causing other issues that way. So, you know, we're looking for the ones that are out there looking like they might cause an accident, or if they got in an accident, would really cause some major traffic flow disruption.
And the real problem, of course, is not that y'all want people to go slow, but, you know, even if you put that speed up, which it's not your power to do, but even if you did, still got to get down to 35 on both ends, right? It's still got to be down. So the danger of that decelerating zone is part of the reason why we want people to drive a reasonable speed across the bridge, right?
Once again, very correct. You know, once you're at that higher level of speed, you just don't want to drop it down. And, you know, for a 3 mile bridge, once you get on there, you don't want to drive 2 miles at 70, 75, and then all of a sudden have to hit a 35 mile an hour zone. Yeah. So, we like to, you know, keep the speeds down, keep people driving safely, pay attention to what they're doing out there on that bridge. It is big and wide, but you can get in a crash, just as easy, as the small narrow bridge that it once was. So people need to just pay attention out there. Stay off of each other's tails. There's no sense being right on the tail end of the car in front of you. Give a little space and everything so that everybody gets back and forth safely.
Just in general, how nice is it now to have all six lanes and two shoulders to work with when you're dealing with the occasional incident? I have to assume your officers are very grateful for the structure of the bridge now.
After this length of time and what we've dealt with the bridge and different traffic issues out there and seeing what it is now, it's like a big breath of fresh air for the officers and everything.
I bet. Hey, one other thing that, recently the PPD has been, really even for a couple of years, they've been talking a lot about, you know, red light cameras like we have here in Gulf Breeze. They've been talking about, you know, speed enforcement like is done very aggressively along Highway 98. Gulf Breeze PD has a reputation for don't speed through there because they'll get you. PPD, you know, Pensacola does not have that same reputation yet. But Gulf Breeze is in a little different situation. It's not just that you're eager to enforce the speed limit. You're trying to preserve something vital to this area on Highway 98. Tell people about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people forget that there's only one roadway from the south end of Santa Rosa County into Pensacola to the Pensacola Beach. Highway 98, and of course that 3 mile bridge is right in the middle of it. If there is crashes, on 98, we've all seen, probably a couple of weeks ago, we saw a lot of it, right at the beginning of spring break. We had a couple wrecks on 98 out in the reservation. But those crashes and wrecks, if they're serious enough, can block a lane for, you know, 1 to 2 hours. And that just causes hate and discontent with everybody. You know, you miss your plane flights, doctor's appointments, business appointments, whatever the case may be. So we do have to be pretty vigilant out there just for that one reason. We want to make sure everybody can make it through the city, get into Pensacola safely, and not be stuck in traffic, per se.
Yeah, I mean, when you've got a kind of a grid system like most cities do with, more alternatives, enforcing any particular intersection diminishes its significance. But when you have one throughput, any one incident can dramatically affect it. So it's really a public service to preserve that flow of traffic, right?
Yes. And, you know, with the growing population of the South Santa Rosa County, the different amount of vehicles coming through, we used to be around 60,000 a day. I'm not really sure what the new number is, but I know it's got to be more than that. So it doesn't take one or two crashes to just disrupt everybody's travel, you know, getting items to different areas, and like I said, making meetings or appointments.
Chief Hawthorne, thanks for the time. Thanks for doing what you do to keep our city safe. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure talking to you there, Andrew.
Absolutely. And, you know, I had not thought about it until he said it, that just making sure that Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze, that is always available and operating, right? That's the key concern. And so how do you do that? Well, you get people to slow down, you force red light cameras, you prevent crashes, because crashes screw up everybody's day significantly. 6:45 on News Radio 92.3, and several people have texted me, and no, it's absolutely true. You can't build a bridge for 70 and then be surprised when people want to drive, you know, faster than 45. It's really, I think FDOT made a sort of a strategic error here in that there are things they could have done. They probably couldn't have, like, planted trees, you know, on the bridge. Like, that probably wouldn't be a feasible alternative. Because what you want to do is you want to make people, you want their vision to be cluttered. That's what you want. And you wouldn't clutter up the view of the water and all. I mean, it's not something feasible. But what they could have done, because that's what you do for road diets, right? You make it cluttered. What they could have done is they could have made the lanes narrower. And everybody would hate it, but it would work. If they made the lanes narrow, like when you're driving on Pace now, they've made the lanes a foot or two narrower. And like the lanes were on the bridge when it was, you know, only two lanes in each direction on the same span, people drive slower mostly because they feel uncomfortable. You say, how can that possibly be safe? Well, people drive slower and they pay more attention. They're uncomfortable, like roundabouts. That actually works. And they didn't, but, you know, okay, so now we're going to patrol when we've built people and a bridge for 70 and they want to drive it. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Taking a look at the General Chaffee James Bridge. I'm not showing any slowdowns. Not yet. Schmuckla Highway, take a look at Pace, Woodbine and Berry Hill Road and Milton all clear. No slowdowns on Guernsey or Giddens Lane either. If you have a traffic tip, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you've got any kind of HVAC work, obviously you have a lot of choices. Many people that you can call to get that done, but you want to pick up the phone and know that you are getting the right company. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. The focus is quality service, quality products, quality installation. That's the idea. Get your AC tuned up. We're starting to get into the hot season just a little bit, okay? But you're going to have that AC on and on all the time, and you want to make sure that it works. That it works continuously, especially under the stress of the high heat, and that it doesn't waste energy by working inefficiently, especially with the price of power these days. So call Peden, have them come out and do a tune-up, and just make sure that your system is working at its peak efficiency. If you've got electrical work, call Peden. If you've got AC work or replacement, call Peden. Offices in Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton, of course, right here in Pensacola. You can check them out at Peden, PEADEN.com. And also for this month only, so only a couple of more days of this, they are waiving the diagnostic fees on HVAC, plumbing, and electrical services. So that ends on, what, Friday would be the last day for this. So 855-557-7878, or just look them up online at peden.com.
When you choose your next Volkswagen from the lineup of crossovers and SUVs at Beadmore Imports, will you choose price or a competitive finance rate? Well, how about you choose both? That's right, the 2023 VW Tiguan S with driver's assist package and third row seating is now from $29,352 and with an available APR of 4.9% for 60 months. The Taos SE from $30,996 and now available with 4.9% financing for 60 months. And the biggest SUV of them all, the Atlas SE with technology from $42,632 and a finance rate of 4.9% for 72 months. So with price, financing, and selection, the only thing you need to decide is when you'll be stopping by Peadmore Imports to drive your new VW. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peadmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before tax, tax, title, and dealer fee. Special APR rate for qualifying credit. New PCI. See dealer for details. Coming up tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Jerry Schaefer, WSRE Director of Education and Outreach, and Mary Riker, WSRE Director of Marketing, will be talking about WSRE station events in April, including Amazing Kids Day for families impacted by autism, a Spanish film festival, and Be My Neighbor Day. Tune in and hear all about WSRE-TV tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Whether you're looking for the number one selling diesel lawnmower, utility vehicle, compact tractor, or compact excavator, Coastal Machinery has it all. There's a reason even their competitors use Kubota engines. It's the number one diesel engine under 100 horsepower in the world. Take advantage of 0% long-term financing and large Kubota incentives. Stop by the Kubota Field Event Friday from 10:30 to 12:30, talk with Kubota factory reps, and enjoy free lunch and door prizes. 6701 Mobile Highway, just north of the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds.
You can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620. Online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
National average for gallon of gas, 343. Florida's 336. Texas is the best at 308. And California at 482. In Navarre, 315 east and west of the Walmart. Actually, a bunch of stations have that. But if you go to the Cumberland Farms up 87, it's 319. If you're in Midway, 311 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge at the Murphy across the road. And then into proper 323 at the Exxon. In Milton this morning, looks like your best price is going to be 329 at the CEFCO or the Raceway. 319. Better price down the road at the Tom Thumb, the Cumberland Farms, 314 down the road in Pea Ridge, and then 329 or 330 through Pace, pick your poison. In Pensacola, 325 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market on 9 Mile, 319 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart and US 29. Coming in from the southwest side, 316 at the TNC on Navy. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen. Pete Moore Imports. .com 652 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former President Trump's personal lawyer is distancing himself from a social media post attacking Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. On NBC's Meet the Press, Joe Tacopina described Trump's recent post showing an image of himself holding a ball bat near Bragg's head as being, quote, ill-advised, but he also says he's not Trump's social media advisor. The grand jury in hearing that case expected to reconvene today. A top Federal Reserve official says the U.S. is getting closer to a recession thanks to recent issues in the banking industry. Federal Reserve President Neel Kashkari tells CBS News that it's leading to widespread credit crunch that could slow down the economy. And Alabama's Fort Rucker isn't going to be going by that name for much longer. Fort Rucker is officially set to change its name to Fort Novosel April 10th. In a statement released last week, the U.S. Army Aviation Center of Excellence says they're going to be holding a ceremony to make the name change official. It won't be open to the public, but it will be live streamed.
Yeah, we're changing a lot of these names.
Unfortunately.
And typically, yeah, no, same. I just don't think we should be changing them. But I will say the names typically that we're changing them to are well-deserving names.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like it's kind of like, if you had a blank base right now and you were going to name it, you know, you wouldn't name it like Pickett. I mean,
right.
You just wouldn't, right? But we have it existing, and I hate the
history, good and bad. You know,
exactly.
It's got to be remembered.
That's exactly right. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3. Interesting story somebody threw across my desk. I thought this was fascinating. The headline in CNN, I had just put this away. I was thinking about this for the future. The headline on CNN, what's digital blackface and why is it wrong when white people use it? And it's got a picture of, you know, that famous meme where Kimberly Sweet Brown Wilkins was the, ain't got time for that, you know? Ain't nobody got time for that. And you got other ones that are like this, girl, you know, hold my wig is another one that's real popular. And what they're saying is that white people posting these memes are engaging in digital blackface because you're representing yourself through the use of a black person. And I know first blush, you scoff, you laugh, and I'm sure this will wind up on Transgressors this week if you pay attention. So mostly I think this is overreaction, but I'll give you a slice of this that I think you ought to take seriously. You ready? This is good. This might surprise you, right? It can be racist. Here's how you might know that it's racist for you. If you tend to only post memes of ridiculous black people, and you don't, with equal zeal, post similar memes that feature white people, that's a problem if you're white. Okay, if you're white. Okay? On the other hand, if you're white and you post ridiculous memes of Chinese people and black people and white people and, you know, fine. No problem for me. Now, for these people, they're not open to reason. You know, they're not the ones who are thinking clearly. But there is a time. I think you should pay attention. If you only kind of make fun, you know what I mean, in the memes of black people, you should pay attention to why that's true. Just as a thought. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And good news is we're not showing those slowdowns or delays. Not yet, anyway. It looks like 98 is flowing smoothly all the way through. Not showing any issues on Detroit Boulevard, Johnson, Olive, Cody Lane, 29. Also, no delays. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. This brought to you by Discover. Discover credit cards do something awesome. And at your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92. Three, informative, local, dependable.
So if you're thinking about selling your home, you hear me talk about Christina Leavenworth all the time. If you're thinking about buying a home, she's great at helping you buy homes. In fact, who else would you want except somebody who's great at selling to know the market for buying and the right price and what are other people going to offer? And even on like new builds, she says they're getting really good deals negotiating for people. But here's the other thing. You might not be in the market for a house. You might not be looking to buy or to sell a house anytime soon. The question is, do you know people who are? Because I know people ask me, you know, hey, who do you recommend as a realtor? I'm like, well, Christina Leavenworth, obviously, she's fantastic. Go to her. Like, I would do it. I would go through her. If I were buying or selling a home, I would use her. So same thing for you is if you know somebody who is, do them a favor and mention Christina to them because you know she's fantastic. And if they haven't heard of her or don't know her, maybe they don't listen to the show. That happens. There's a couple. Okay, still. The point is you can tell them about that. And do them a favor, and then they get a better price for the buy or for the sell. Either way. So, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. Great for you. Great for your friends, too. 723-9158. 723-9158. Oh, it's back to me now, isn't it?
You can still keep talking.
I can still.
That's right.
I can still go on with stuff. Oh, man. Do I want to get into this right now? Fine, I will. I'll say it. I've been kind of waiting to mention this. So you know how it's become, there's this rift within the Republican Party about some people who are in favor of supporting Ukraine and sending them military arms and some people who are against sending them arms and military supplies and saying, you know, we got our own problems back here. We should focus on us. I have one just for perspective, okay, for perspective. Do you remember that we had a bit of a dust-up with, who was it now, Great Britain? Remember we had a dust-up with Great Britain a couple hundred years ago? And, you know, we wanted independence from them, and we thought they were oppressive, a tyranny.
Oh, that whole Tea Party thingy.
Yeah, and there was, like, a declaration we wrote and a big signature. Mm-hmm. Remember all that stuff. You remember in that conflict with Great Britain that there was a country from the outside that helped us massively, and had they not, we would not have won. They sent us a statue. It's perched in New York. You know, you heard of France? Just a thought. That maybe if we're grateful for what France did for us to help us win and maintain our independence, just maybe a thought versus isolationism when it comes to other countries around the world fighting for their independence. All right, 6:59 here on News Radio 92.3. Time for future news. Will the transgender ban bill become law in Florida?
Yes.
Yeah, for minors, and no insurance benefits for adults. Will the Parents' Bill of Rights that has passed the House of Representatives pass the Senate?
No.
Oh, 0% chance. This is not going to happen at all. In Milton, will Will it be an internal hire to replace Randy Jorgensen, or will it be somebody from the outside?
It'll be an internal hire.
I can't imagine anybody from the outside is going to even want that job with that council and some of those
local things. Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on.